The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, and it's a little busy in here.
Yeah, a bit of noise going on in the background.
Yeah, it's a lot busier than we normally get in our nice quiet studio in the International District. We are coming to you live from the Renton Chamber Business Launchpad today.
Right, downtown Renton at the Red Lion Hotel,
yes.
Right in the corner of Grady Way and
167, right as it turns into Rainier Avenue.
Big crowd here already today, and lots of cool events and exhibits going on.
Absolutely. We have a booth ourselves. I've got Marissa and Tyler over there manning our booth, so to speak. I guess, is manning the booth the correct vernacular nowadays? I don't think it really is.
You know, personing.
They're personing.
I'm going with manning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. To me, it's just a simple way to say it. But yeah. They're holding down the fort, so to speak. And they've got a whole bunch of great information over there for anybody coming into the business launch pad, because we have a lot of really great offerings for the HR departments of all the Renton Chamber members.
You've got, everybody's got some sort of a giveaway or a bonus or a discount. In fact,
yes,
I'm looking right on our table here. I see a $500 gift certificate to Iron Springs Resort.
Oh,
on the Washington
that sounds
Coast. You ever been there?
I have not.
Oh,
tell me
beautiful.
About it.
I used to call it Iron Bed Springs, but
is that one of those squeaky places?
No, it's gorgeous. Right on the coast, just not too far away from Claylock. And
I don't even know where Claylock is. Is there somewhere more recognizable than Claylock?
Go to Ocean Shores and hang a right.
Ah,
and
there you
head
go.
North, and you'll
there
run
you
into
go.
It.
Okay.
It's the further north you go on that Washington coast, the more beautiful the coastline gets. And just absolutely gorgeous.
It gets
there.
A bit more rugged, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
So it's not one of those, like, easy drive on the beach kind of things like Shores is.
It gets it's rugged.
Significantly more rugged.
Rugged coastline, rocks and logs and lots of waves, lots of animals.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love it for all of that.
And in fact, of course, you know, I'm have always been in the past involved with the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big trips that the Boy Scouts make is a 50-mile hike along that coast, which involves scrambling over boulders. It means climbing over headlands using ropes
and
things like that.
I do that. So. You know, there's a route out to Shy Shy Beach.
Shy Shy, yeah.
I used to spend several Labor Day weekends going out to Shy Shy doing exactly that. Doing the big hike in, you had to know what the tides
watch
were.
The tides.
Absolutely, or you get stuck for quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then besides that, there's also the element of, we had this, all the little rope slides. My vertigo definitely got kicked into play because the first time.
That's not the place to go if you have an issue with
vertigo.
Well,
it's not bad when it's dry. The first time I ever did that hike out to Shy Shy, it was pouring down rain.
Well, of course it was.
And
it's the Washington coast.
Yeah, well, okay, but Labor Day weekend, I take that back. That's right, the boat trip I just talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago, that also had some rain on it on Labor Day weekend.
We can get it.
But it was an amazing trip and got to see whales off the coast. It was so beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But
that's
anyway,
fantastic.
So you're saying
Iron
Springs is near those locations.
Yes, it is.
I am definitely putting my business card in there.
That's worth a weekend trip. You and your hubby should get out that way. It's absolutely
even if I don't win the trip,
I
will.
Absolutely.
Okay.
One of my favorite hikes
is
right up that way.
He thanks you for suggesting that.
Hey, I got him a boat earlier. I mean,
you're making my husband
James,
a very
what's in this for
expensive
me?
Add-on in my life.
That's right. Yeah,
business.
I'm just doing my job.
Okay, well, apparently you need to also take someone, and then we can share the wealth on that one.
There you go.
With folks.
That's beautiful, beautiful country up there. So,
do they actually have moorage? Could we take our boat out there? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
You just have to drive.
No, you could keep your boat down in Westport, and run out from there. But no, up there it's pretty rugged.
Okay.
So,
so no options.
Now, right. your boating's going to be a little bit more limited, you know, up that coast that way.
Well, I'm definitely going to look into it. I think that's a fantastic option. I'm glad you spied that over here on the table.
And just not too far up the road from that is the whole river and the rainforest, which is probably one of the most beautiful spots in the world, I would argue. And if
you say that about everywhere around the Washington Coast.
It's true. We live in one of the best places in the world.
Oh,
we really do.
I am in absolute agreement. That's why so many people keep coming here. They call us the Silicon Forest, because there's so many wonderful jobs.
That's true.
And then the fact that the quality of life here. I mean, that's what this show's all about, right? We're talking about what's going on in the Northwest economically, with housing, with things to do, with neighborhoods and things that are happening. And
but it amazes me the number of people that have lived here their whole lives or for a lot of years that have never explored some of these other areas. The Ho has a primordial rainforest where there are cedar trees as big as this room. You know, they're massive, just monstrous things.
Yeah.
And they've
you're saying the cedar tree is as big. This room's pretty big. There's a lot of people
maybe
in
half
here.
The size of this room. Okay. Let's say 60 feet in diameter.
Down.
Yeah, yeah.
If you laid
it down, it'd be laying on 405.
Right, but I'm just saying like the width.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just massive monsters. And, it's worth a hike, to get in there. You know, it's a bit of a drive out that way, but totally worth it if you've never been out that way. Really, really something special.
Yeah. Can I tell you just a quick funny story? When I started my career here in the Northwest, I was in retail management, and I actually worked down in Tukwila, not far from where your offices are. And I managed this little place called Kids Quarters, and it's not around anymore, unfortunately. A little family business that, made it for a while, but, shuttered at some point. But for several years, I was one of their managers. And we offered delivery, of course, of the furniture. And it had different price points depending on the location, right?
Sure.
So I had an employee who was a long-time born-and-bred here person, sweet gal named Dana. And one day, there was a person who was ordering furniture, and they were going to have it delivered, and she was charging them the highest charge fee that we had. And the people were complaining, like, why is it so much to have the delivery?
Yeah.
And I ended up having to walk up and intervene since I was the manager. And she said, well, you know, it's because they're out on one of the islands. And I went, really? What island do they live on? And they go, Mercer Island. And I just died laughing, okay? And I was trying not to completely embarrass my employee, but I just died laughing because I could now understand why the look of consternation was on the face of the customer. And I said, Dana, just quick question. You've grown up here. Have you never been across Mercer Island? And she had grown up in Renton, right where we are today.
Oh,
and she
no.
said because of the location where she'd grown up, she'd never had cause to go across I-90 because they either just went up I-5 or up 405, depending on where they were going.
My.
And she had never once in her 20-some years of being alive gone across the Mercer Island Bridge.
One of the reasons I'm so happy to work for a local Northwest bank, Home Street, you know, which is one of the oldest banks in Seattle. In my previous life, I worked for a very large national bank that had, you know, rode around in a stagecoach.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
And, who's in a little bit of trouble right now, but that's another story. But I remember I had ordered a service once and they assign, and my home is in sort of Burien Normandy Park area, Three Tree Point.
Correct.
I was assigned Vashon Island to a person in Vashon Island because geographically that was the closest to me.
Oh no.
without anybody realizing.
Only you know,
somebody
if you swam
on the,
it.
Somebody on the East Coast is looking and thinking, oh, that's so close. We'll just set it up
right.
there.
Yeah.
And not realizing, no, that's a ferry boat ride and all
right.
this. So yeah, that local knowledge is
knowing the local knowledge. Well, I know that's one of the things like for our team, we like to say that we cover South Snohomish to North Pierce and all of King in between, and that's because we need to know the area well because our clients, when they come here, you know, even though you might have a Renton-based business, it's very likely that your employees
could
certainly live
anywhere.
Somewhere else. They could be commuting
from
Kent. They could be commuting from Tacoma. They could be, I mean, if you looked at Seattle Children's and the map of where all of their employees are based, they are spread out over a minimum of five counties.
Right, right. And I can, and well, we use the term in lending now, drive till you qualify.
Yeah.
But the prices of our homes, some people that, you know, the best they can afford, they have to, mm-hmm. to drive quite a ways.
Oh, yeah. We had a UW employee that we helped buy a place on Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? We did
sure.
that recently up on
That's
Whidbey
right.
Island.
That's
so speaking
right.
of islands.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so I know we're chit-chatting about all this kind of stuff. Did you want to cover anything specifically about rates today? Because you said that you had mentioned that there was some big news potentially coming, and I'd love to know how it turned out.
Right. Yesterday on our show, we were talking about the Federal Reserve, the Open Market Committee, and they were meeting yesterday and today. Yesterday, I was estimating that the odds of a Fed rate increase were 36%. And turns out we hit that one right. So the Fed did elect to keep rates the same today.
Excellent.
So no okay. increase in rates.
All right. For all of my clients who are in the middle of a transaction right now, I'm sure they're very happy about
well,
that news.
Well, you know, that one can always go either direction, though. So what happened today, the initial reaction in the bond market, which was what I care about because it's the bond market that affects mortgage rates, the initial reaction was negative, meaning that was putting upward pressure on rates. But that turned out to be just a knee-jerk reaction. And so after that, the bond market found some footing, and it actually is starting to increase, to rally right now. So putting possibly even a little bit of downward pressure on interest rates. What's interesting is the Fed, though, their statement did indicate they're still leaving the doors open to a rate increase a little bit later this year.
Okay.
And so,
you know, I guess they need to do that.
Yeah, they always kind of keep the door open on that. The Fed forecast on overall interest rates, though, is that for mortgage rates, we're going to stay relatively stable and, not going up. So
okay.
we're in good shape.
Well, that's excellent news. We love hearing that because especially with affordability being an issue in our area and prices rising as quickly as they are, we definitely want to make sure that it is
absolutely.
Still affordable for people up here.
Absolutely. We've got the prices. Those are still mm-hmm.
they're still running
strong.
Up. Yeah.
Fortunately
yeah.
for us, the interest rates are the most stable that I've ever seen in over 30 years of lending.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, let's talk more about the Renton Business Launchpad when we
yeah.
come back here
we'll bring on
live
some guests.
From the Renton Red Lion. Stay tuned for Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.